So you are running against Don Young, and he's like the epitome of an incumbent because he's been in for a very long time. Alaskans keep voting him back into office, and I wanted to ask you, why do you think that is, and why do you think that you can change that?
He's been there for 43 years, and that's a lot of public service, and it's a tough job. I think we should respect it. But Alaskans everywhere I go are saying, you know, it's really time for a change. We need to look ahead. There is a real hunger out there for new leadership, new direction, and new opportunities. A lot of people, as we all know, are unhappy with Congress. He's been in Congress for 43 years, and he's got more seniority now than any other Republican in his caucus. But from his point of view, that seniority hasn't been doing much good lately. There are 21 standing committees in the House and about 100 subcommittees. And what he has to show for that is one subcommittee chairmanship and no committee chairmanships. So the time when he was influential has kind of come and gone. So, you know, that's one of the reasons people think it's time for a change.
That maybe leads into my next question, which is, you know, when you picture yourself in D.C. advocating for Alaska, how do you see yourself differently than Don Young on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I know some things I won't do. I won't go barging around pushing people in the halls, and I won't make faces on the floor of the House, and I won't put the interests of my top campaign contributors ahead of Alaskans. So it is a tough job. There's one vote out of 435 in the House of Representatives. It takes a lot of time and energy to build relationships and get support. The most important thing I think I'll do is be able to educate people about Alaska and its realities and work with people across the aisle wherever it takes to get support for what Alaska needs.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the gridlock and how you'd approach that.
Yeah, that's really it. Gridlock's just terrible. You know, Americans are really, I think, frustrated about how Congress, I was going to say works, but it doesn't work. And so the first thing I want to do is go listen to people and build relationships and find the people that are more willing to put the interests of the American people and Alaska ahead of their parties.
What about Southeast issues? What do you see as priorities for Southeast Alaska? And how does that tie into your overall vision and what you see as your job?
Well, Southeast is a really critical part of Alaska. About 10% of the population of the state is in Southeast, maybe a bit more now. And you know as much as I do about the big issues, Tongass timber, and there's various land exchanges that are moving. The ferry system is a critical issue. I'll do anything I can to find federal support to keep it going. I've been hearing a lot about the transboundary mining issue. Economic development is important everywhere. We know that Alaska is going to have a robust oil and gas sector for as long ahead as we can see. But we also know that we need to have our eggs in more than just that one basket so that we can have new opportunities for the future. You know, a lot of issues really across the board. We have to protect our fisheries. We have to make sure that we can supply timber to one mill here in Southeast. And there's a lot going on.
Now, you probably did some traveling before the campaign in Alaska. I mean, you're kind of a lifelong Alaskan.
Yeah.
Right? And then as your role in public radio previously, you were probably traveling around the state then?
Yeah. So I've had two jobs where I had basically statewide responsibilities. In the 1990s, for almost 10 years, I was the executive director of the Alaska Humanities Forum. And I actually had a travel budget, and my board expected me to get all over the state. So I went from Ketchikan to Kotzebue and Unalaska to Fort Yukon and points in between and beyond. So it was a great education in working with people in communities throughout the state. And that was terrific. And a great way to educate myself, especially about Alaska Native cultures and people. So that was one. And then, of course, when I was the head of Alaska Public Media, I was general manager, part of our mission was the Alaska Public Radio Network, and that's the 26 public radio stations throughout Alaska. And so, again, I had statewide responsibilities. All the stations, as you know, are independently owned and operated, but we operated the network, and we had to work closely with everybody. So, again, it was a good experience in working in communities around Alaska.